This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From Wash U, the
people. It is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
Oh, oh my goodness, poor white people. Please, oh my, stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the 16th day of March 2017. It is Thursday. We have stories that are so incredible today, that are so amazingly clarifying, it makes my head swim. We have footage from Florida. I saw this yesterday after the show, made phone calls, looked it up, confirmed it really happened. A congressman goes into the VA 50-plus days after Trump's in, supposed to be up within a week, and they admit, no, we're not putting up the head of the Veterans Department and the head of the country, Trump, like you're supposed to. The congressman puts it up. A security guard comes over and threatens, but then backs off. Of course, the congressman's a veteran who had both his legs blown off at the knees in Afghanistan. And they pulled it down the next day. It's pulled down. So they put it up on Tuesday. It was pulled down on Wednesday. Now, Fox News obviously picked it up today. And just look, this is the open rebellion of the bureaucracy and the scumbags that have hijacked this country. Just like this federal judge that came out. Look, it was iron tight. What happened, you know, a month ago with his travel ban. A five-year-old could read the law and see the president has way more power than what he even did. But the Ninth Circuit, the same one that's banned the American flag in schools, and now I guess football games in California, now it's getting banned in Texas, too, because it's offensive. Oh, an American flag! This sounds like a joke, doesn't it? Trump has come out and said this is total lawlessness. In fact, I have the exact quote right here. We're going to play the video coming up. From his latest rally, got a live rally going right now. It's linked on InfoWars.com as well. Judge blocking new immigration order is unprecedented judicial overreach. That's putting it lightly. This is bureaucratic mutiny, and it's happening all over where they just ignore what Trump says. But the thousands of phone calls he's made, thousands a week, quite frankly, hundreds a day, to business owners and foreign corporations and everybody else, and the announcement that they're going to turn the electricity prices back down through free market and so much more, has created in 55 days better numbers than we saw in 1984 in the Reagan recovery that took 3 years to get launched. It's unbelievable. And then there's a paradox, though, of the globalists openly saying they're raising interest rates to stall Trump, that's in the news, and to block America becoming preeminent again, and the American people becoming wealthy again, because the globalists, they have a grand plan, and we're not in it. A middle class, a free country that made us so great, that American reboot, they believe they're going to block. And so the fight is 5,000 more times electric than when I would go watch Dallas Cowboy games when I was in middle school and high school and just thought it was so important that they get that field goal. And, oh, yeah, they got the field goal. This really counts, folks, okay? And I just can't believe more people aren't in the game because this is a game where we're all on the field. Just got incredible chills. Wow, it's an amazing time to be alive. This is incredible. But I got to tell you, I'm so honored to be at the heart with you, the listeners of this broadcast, of the true resistance and the real detonator in the American reboot. That's not talk. You need to know what you've done. You were the detonator that's already shattered the enemy. They're trying to regroup. We've got to press the attack. Huge news straight ahead.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1165.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This will be a day long remembered. Every day now is a day long remembered because so much is happening on the side of good and the side of evil. It's Thursday, already the 16th day of March 2017. As we move forward into the future. Well, we have some guests coming up today, and I'll tell you about those a little bit later. But before I go anywhere, look at the story that is from CNN. It's one of the top links on DrudgeReport.com. House Intel Committee seeks names of Obama officials who requested unmasking of Americans picked up on surveillance. You see, now they're using the proper words. This is lawyer games. The New York Times on January 20th, 2017 had the headline that wiretaps picked up Trump officials talking to the Russians. A wiretap is a 1980s and before term when they would put a tap on the physical copper wire, either at the phone switch system or at your house or somewhere in between. It's digital hubs since then, ladies and gentlemen, fiber optic. And they simply redirect that system into a recorded data bank. Now, they think you're stupid and have no memory. Like Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Notice Trump in his latest speech, we're going to play clips of it later, at one of his rallies last night, brought up Gruber and said, oh, remember Gruber, Obamacare, he thinks you're dumb. See, Trump's key, he brings up the big times they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. He brings up the greatest hits of their corruption, just like we do. We've got to continue to remember a memory is one of the most important things to be free, to be successful, and to be prosperous. Everything the globalists do is to annihilate the process of a memory, the process of learning to train your mind to remember important things. And it's our job as info warriors, as nationalists, as patriots, to remind folks of that. And remember, they're playing games now, not just with words and not just with our memories, but with how they arrange the words. Angelina Jolie went to the UN as a UN envoy from the U.S. She's been fired from that position. Her dad's a good guy. She's a monster. And said, nationalism can't be confused with patriotism. Nationalism can't be confused with patriotism, and said it's bad. Patriotism is nationalism, and she knows that. But they're turning that into a dirty word, ladies and gentlemen, just like the Ninth Circuit said, you can't have American flags in public schools. And I saw three articles yesterday out of three different states where at football games, basketball games, you know, you name it, people are filing lawsuits, you name it, getting upset, getting angry, demanding that they not see American flags at school events, that flags be taken down. I mean, it's just all over the news. People say, that doesn't make sense. You're allowed to have a country. Oh, no, they make it dirty, acting like Trump's this weird, crazy person that he thinks we should run our own country and shouldn't have some secret TPP negotiated in secret over the last decade, part of it written by Hillary Clinton, to just suddenly have Obama sign it, Congress can't read it, and then we're under it. Trump said, I use your false executive order to destroy the treaty, pull out of the treaty, and send it back to Congress where treaties were supposed to go. A devastating victory. And let's remember what he did the first 2 days in office. But let's go to this article. House Intel Committee seeks names of Obama officials who requested unmasking of Americans picked up on surveillance. Headline should be, House Committee returns to reality. Admits Trump was being surveilled. But CNN gives you this dry, no big deal headline like, huh? See, it's not called wiretapping. It's called surveillance. It's called intercepts. It's called data going through the big hubs being recorded. Everything the president does is recorded. Everything the incoming president does, president-elect does, is recorded. Every foreign phone call is publicly recorded and analyzed by 17 intelligence agencies. It is absolutely hardwired into the system, incontrovertible, like the sun rising and setting. 100% undebatable. It's like debating that the color red isn't red. It's just crazy. So, remember the New York Times? January 20th, Roger Stone, Manafort, all of them are Russian agents. We've got the intercepts. We've got the wiretaps. And we've got the transcripts. We've got the total proof. And everybody's like, Manafort and Stone are like, we never talked to the Russians about stuff. What are you talking about? Release it then. I want to go before the Senate committee. Oh, here's some polonium. Oh, here, let us T-bone your car so you can be dead when we have the event and claim that, you know, the hearing and claim that you're this Russian agent. But here it is. House Intel Committee seeks names of Obama officials who requested unmasking of Americans picked up on surveillance. They're all recorded. But they're supposed to, with the digital systems, block out the name on the file of the audio file or video file, depending on what it is. This is law. When it's the president and it's picked up in other intercepts or top officials carrying out lawful duties of the United States, because you're not supposed to be surveilling the internal people in the U.S. without a warrant. But if it's overseas, they claim no warrant needed. So they spy overseas at the big British NSA hub there in England, one of the biggest in the world. They pass it all back to Obama, who circumvented the chain of command so that he himself could have all the data and pass it on to the DNC. And then the New York Times brags about it, is leaked the info, and then has the nerve to come out and say, Trump's insane, there were never any wiretaps, when their own headlines, the Washington Post's own headlines, CNN's own headlines, all of a sudden. And I know you know this. But for me, it's crazy to watch Congress go along with this and say, we're going to have investigations. Trump has no proof. That's what McCain says. When the House Intelligence Committee head said, no, we've got all the intercepts, we've got all the recordings, we've got all the transcripts, everything. And there's nothing there. They're not talking to Russians until Flynn, December 15th, is told, line up phone calls for the president-elect to talk to the Russians. Remember? They're in the news. Trump said, I'm going to be talking to Putin in the next 2 weeks. It was being set up. That's normal. The president's allowed to talk to whoever he wants to. But McCain thinks you're an idiot. McCain thinks you're a moron. He can meet with the Russian ambassadors whenever he wants, but Senator Sessions can, even though he was higher ranking on the Intelligence Committee and Armed Services Committee. So here it is. House Intel Committee seeks names of Obama officials who requested unmasking of Americans picked up on surveillance. Unmasking is what it's called. That's unmasking of the surveillance. Surveillance. Surveillance, Rachel Maddow. Surveillance. Glenn Beck saying that none of this happened. All of you neocons and neolibs, you're disgusting. And you've been caught again. Because anybody that knows how this works, what's even declassified for decades, knows the process. It's all in stone. Now, the big news that ties into this, and I'm getting into all the other news, and it's massive, is that yesterday, the full clips on InfoWars.com, John McCain went into the Senate to try to bypass rules if no one objected. That's how they got the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 and the income tax in 1913, other stuff. Remember, three senators on December 23rd, everybody was gone for Christmas. They came and said no one objected, so then they passed it because they were the chairman of the committees. Same deal. McCain sneaks into the Senate, and of course, Paul's got to have people constantly watching C-SPAN, constantly having his aides watching, and say, sir, sir, sir. That's why all the time you get congressmen or senators on, they've got to run, especially if they're high ranking, because they've got to go vote or object to what's being rammed through. So McCain runs in with a treaty that openly sends in billions of weapons and U.S. troops and declares that NATO will attack Russia if it continues to be in Ukraine, which has been Russian for 500 years, and reportedly is pretty much where Russia started. I mean, it's undoubtedly Russian, okay? Ukraine's gone back and forth. The other part's more Germanic, and they've always been killing each other, and it's two different tribes. The Germans split it in two. The Russians split it in two. It's been going on for hundreds of years. He knows you're ignorant, or he thinks you're ignorant. He knows his constituents are. And so he runs in and can tell in the body language, if you're watching the video at InfoWars.com/show, we're about to play it. We're going to play the whole clip right now. He gets angry and says, oh, if you object, it means you're working for the Russians. If you object, it, you know, really, really shows who you are. And then Senator Paul just simply says, yes, yes, I object to you just passing this through without having a full hearing or, you know, a full committee. So it could then go to a full vote. We're going to have some due process here, McCain. And McCain goes, that's it. Respond. Respond. The fact that you won't defend it because Rand Paul's walking out shows that you are an agent of Putin and work for him. He actually says you work for Putin at the end. It's incredible. When if you watch C-SPAN, you know full well, constantly for hours, especially when a lot of lawmaking's going on, is this person will pop up if no one objects. If no one objects, it slips through. Or I object, and we'll have little debates about it sometimes. But most of the time, if you're busy, like Rand Paul is a professional doctor, isn't screwing around, and he is very effective, not his rhetoric so much, but what he gets done, he's one of the best senators we've seen in decades, and a patriot. Amazing. I wish he was part of the administration. But the point is, and they're starting a little bit closer to each other, so that's good. These are allies made for each other. They both lead the liberty movement. We need them. And so that's starting to happen. Skip the break. Skip this break for a new listener. I skip a lot of breaks. I can't help it. And those are network breaks, those, not the local station breaks. They, you know, they get their sponsorship. But expanding on this, this is a whole new level of deception. Everything McCain says is a lie. Oh, this is just a thing to be nice to Ukraine and help it, and it got attacked, and it's terrible, and blah, blah, blah. George Soros funded billions. The State Department funded $5 billion. We have powers in all of them at the State Department bragging 3 years ago that they overthrew Ukraine and the elected government, burned down large parts of cities, started a civil war, started pressing towards the Russian border, and the Russians did send in humanitarian and military for a small area to secure their pipeline that goes out to the Black Sea and out to some other facilities. So, and then they say, I'm a Russian agent because I know the facts and researched it. No. Senator Rand Paul understands this is an act of war on Russia's doorstep when George Soros and John McCain and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and the normal, usual suspects that funded al-Qaeda, funded ISIS, went and met with the groups, destabilized the Middle East, Africa, blew up Libya, blew up Egypt, a huge civil war, hundreds of thousands dead in Syria. They're now trying to start a war with Russia. McCain has always said he wants a war with Russia. This is a Zbigniew Brzezinski plan. It's totally insane. It's totally out of control. Russia is not expansionist. It's China that is. It's openly threatening to nuke the United States three times so far this week in official government announcements. They're threatening to nuke our aircraft carriers. They're threatening to blow up South Korea. Kim Jong-un is firing missiles that crash right off the coast of Japan, threatening to nuke Tokyo. With, what is it, 20 million people? And then Senator Paul runs in to block it so that he just can't bring it to a full vote without debate and committee hearings with his known warmongering treaty that starts war with Russia. It's basically a declaration of war with Russia. That's what Republican analysts, Democratic analysts have all said. It's the closest to World War III we've ever been if this happens. This isn't like the Russians moving missiles into Cuba, because we move missiles, nukes, medium-range nukes into Turkey. This is right up on the border, folks. And Russia has said it's a red line. And so here comes Senator Paul, and this monster, John McCain, has the nerve, the anti-gun, open borders, piece of trash, has the nerve to then call him an agent of Putin at the end. He goes from saying, don't be manipulated, don't work for Putin, you know, don't help Putin. And then he finally says, oh, that's it. You didn't debate me. You scurried off. Knowing that when they play that on the news, the general public doesn't watch C-SPAN and doesn't know how, especially in the Senate, those guys are playing games all the time. It's just like a football game or a chess game. If somebody isn't looking, you can carry the ball across if you're a senior member of the Senate like John McCain is. And most of the senators, again, are lazy and won't actually be up there 18 hours a day. Rand Paul is routinely up there when stuff's going on 18 hours a day, like a doctor, professionally in there with his patient, the country, trying to save it. Literally. In there just battling. He sees that patient, blocks McCain, leaves. McCain acts like he's a coward and is a Russian agent. This is such an escalation. I cannot describe in words how dangerous this is and how unhinged McCain is and how pissed he is that he's not getting his war with Russia. But he's been going to Ukraine trying to start a war. Remember just 2 weeks ago, he got chumped when famous Ukrainian pranksters called him and pretended to be the prime minister of Ukraine. And there's McCain on tape saying, yeah, we want to start a war. We want to attack the Russians for you right now. I'm trying to get troops in there right now. I'm trying to get President Trump, you know, to go along with this, but who knows what he'll do. It's like a 10-minute conversation. You can go listen to the whole thing. It's John McCain. He admits it's him. He's crazy. Completely out of his mind. He just, a month ago, came scurrying back from Syria because Trump is blowing up the ISIS al-Qaeda forces. He ran to meet with them and promised them to hold on. We're going to try to block this. I mean, the guy is like a super villain. He is a super villain. And I think he's so crazy, he actually believes he's helping this country. He's nuts. He's nuts. Him and Lindsey Graham are reportedly blackmailed, too. I mean, they're just super dangerous. And let me tell you, if they get in control of this country, people like Trump and myself and others are in deep trouble. Let me tell you, McCain isn't playing games. In fact, if I got to point fingers at somebody that I think is behind the 50-plus dead Russians and these black ops squads around the world and rogue groups, John McCain's, you point the finger at, because he said he wants war with Russia, he wants covert action, and he's involved in all sorts of deep state stuff. And President Trump knows John McCain is the main enemy of this country right now. President Trump knows it's not Soros, it's not Hillary anymore, it's John McCain. John McCain. Next is Paul Ryan. And notice, it's his own stinking, traitorous, disgusting party that has this big screw job, of the so-called Obamacare fix. That they know Trump's stuck between a rock and a hard place, because if they don't do this, it'll implode the whole economy, because Obamacare is even worse and designed to do that. But if he does it, then he'll be blamed for not repealing it, and he may not have the votes. So is Trump right or is he wrong? I think he rallies the troops and gets with Senator Paul, and we kill the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. But right now, let's go to this unprecedented John McCain yesterday in the Senate, yesterday evening. Here it is.
President, if there is objection, and I note the senator from Kentucky on the floor, I will say before I read this, if there is objection, you are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin. You're achieving the objectives of trying to dismember this small country that has already been the subject of attempt to
You coup. Overthrew it.
No idea.
They started it.
Why anyone would object to this, except that I will say, if they object, they are now carrying out the desires and ambitions of Vladimir Putin, and I do not say that lightly. So, Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that
Mr. President. Senator from Kentucky.
I object.
Objection is heard.
Mr. President, I note the senator from Kentucky leaving the floor.
The place is empty. He sneaks in to do this. The senator runs in, defeats it, leaves, and again he calls him a coward. And remember, they're having a meeting to add Montenegro into NATO. And basically what this new treaty will do that he's trying to pass through would have 80% of Ukraine that the Russians aren't in just handed into NATO, so NATO could then come in and have a war with Russia. And McCain says he wants to go kick Russia out of eastern Ukraine. I mean, it's just totally insane, because that's been part of Russia for 500 years, off and on. So let's go back to the Amazing Club.
Fact. Objection is heard.
Mr. President, I note the senator from Kentucky leaving the floor without justification or any rationale for the action that he has just taken. That is really remarkable.
Good pause. Back it up 10 seconds. Again, stunt after stunt after stunt after stunt. That's totally normal. He's been in the Senate for 20-plus years or longer. McCain knows how this works. He sees that every day. Oh, my gosh, he just ran out of here. He won't even defend it. Unbelievable. Trying again to manipulate the audience. Let's go back to the clip.
Leaving the floor without justification or any rationale for the action that he has just taken. That is really remarkable, that a senator blocking a treaty that is supported by the overwhelming number, perhaps 98 at least, of his colleagues, would come to the floor and object and walk away. And walk away. The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made. He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
That's not true. Not having war with Russia after you and Soros and Obama overturned an elected government, grabbed all the oil fields and gas fields, hogged it all, let Senator Biden, Vice President Biden's son, take over the biggest gas company and keep it for himself. I mean, this is just insane. But it is McCain. The senator from Kentucky is now working for Putin. You hear that? And in a two-minute clip, he goes from saying, you're now going along with the wishes and goals of Putin, to you're working for him, see? And now the president's working for him, I'm working for him. We're all working for Putin because we don't want to work with the Nazi collaborator who tried to crash the pound, who's tried to crash our dollar, who's trying to cause wars, who funded the Arab Spring to put radical jihadis in 30-plus countries now. And because we don't want to go into Crimea and start a war with Russia, we're not Americans. We don't have birthrights. We don't care about the country. We don't want to make it great. We're all Russians. No, you're an agent of Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia and the communist Chinese, and you want to get us pinned down in a protracted crisis in the East. You are a traitor, John McCain. You are a communist Chinese agent who covered for Hillary and all the stuff she did. You're part of the Keating Five. You're part of a crime network that is bringing this country down. You're a communist Chinese globalist agent and need to be arrested for high treason by President Trump.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Friends, some heads are going to roll. So, John McCain, the globalist, the guy that got us into NAFTA and GATT, wants your guns and wants open borders and the TPP and doesn't want the public to be able to see it and wants the EU to expand all through the border countries of Russia and is funding the radical jihadis and actually meeting with al-Qaeda, al-Nusra leaders to launch the civil war that killed 300,000 plus mainly Christians and non-radical Muslims in Syria. Why, he says that Senator Rand Paul now is working directly for Putin. What an incredible statement. And by the way, they have rules in the Senate about what you're allowed to say to other senators that's even stronger in the House. There should be massive censure of John McCain, but he's a spoiled thug who's allowed to rip people off in stock scams 30 years ago. He's been involved with the missile secrets to communist China, every dirty sellout of the country, that monster. and his monster Democrat wife and his monster Democrat family have just been there wrecking this country as traitors from day one. And in the Hanoi Hilton, it's well documented that he turned on everybody day one, gave them all the codes, ratted everybody out, and they call him a hero. He's no hero. People that were there call him a traitor. That's right. Hanoi McCain. Hanoi Hilton McCain. Now, I've got a lot of other news I want to get to that's really important, but let's play that clip if you just joined us one more time. They start the war in Ukraine. They know half the population or more is Russian. They overthrow the government. They try to drive the Russians out. They start ethnic cleansing. The Russians come in to protect their infrastructure and people. And then McCain runs around thinking, you're dumb, and says Putin did it. And now because our own military and anybody that's a thinking person doesn't want to start a war with Russia when they're not expanding, House Intel Committee seeks names of Obama officials who requested unmasking of Americans picked up on surveillance. Oh, Trump was under surveillance and Obama ordered it. That's already known, but they think you're dumb and say, again, Trump's crazy. But here is John McCain, enemy number one of this country right now. Enemy number one. He's the one. He's the tip of the spear against our heart, against our republic returning right now. He's the face of Sauron. Here he is.
The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made. He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
Wow, let's translate that. I'm a piece of garbage who thinks I'm invincible. I've been in power so long. I'm like the VA employees in Florida who 50-something days later wouldn't put up the president's new picture. It's normally done within days. And then the congressman came and put it up himself, both his legs blown off in Afghanistan. They take it down right after he leaves and brag about it and tweet that he's not their president. Open arrogance by these dirtbags. VA hospital refuses to hang photo of president. Army Ranger congressman makes on-the-spot correction. It's now been removed. As of today, we have an article up on Infowars.com. That's the, no wonder they won't give you health care. No wonder, because I mean, literally, you see some 400-pound security guard, just saying, come over to the congressman and start getting in their face saying you can't hang that. They say, yeah, we are. They leave. They take it down. And they're not going to put one up until they're all fired. The leadership at that facility needs to have their asses handed to them today. The vice president's the one that should handle it. With the head of Veterans Affairs, so they wouldn't hang his picture up either. They need to march their butts in there and call them in there and chew them out and say, who's behind this? And find out and say, you're fired and your name's being put out in the news. Bunch of bullies. Sick of these people. They all, Snoop Dogg's nephew says he wants to kidnap Melania and put her into sex slavery. And the media's like, yeah, because it's cool. It's liberal, you know, sex slavery, like Islam. Bow Wow needs to take a bow. Where'd Bow Wow go? Bow Wow fell down. Bow Wow wanted to talk about kidnapping women and putting them into sex slavery. His uncle wants to talk about killing Trump and trying to organize it. Oh, look what happened to Bow Wow's uncle. He's so tough. He walks around and says he's a crip. We're so scared. We're so scared of you, Snoop. Just keep pushing. Michael Savage got attacked, beat up in front of witnesses, his dog attacked. He was on the news, TMZ confirmed it, but the national media said pro-Trump radio host Michael Savage claims he was assaulted while having dinner with his toy poodle. Oh, and Trump claims he's the president, too. They're saying he didn't really get elected. TMZ called it a melee, but admitted he was attacked and his dog attacked. Our article got it right. Michael Savage attacked during dinner outing for supporting Trump. Anti-Trump lunatic assaults radio host. Because they're a bunch of cowards and fools and wannabe gang members. And I mean black, white, old, young. It's a gang. It's a cult like the Nazis. Incredible. And of course, he was on that very day with us. Top link on Drudge. Millions of people read about it, saw the videos. And they came and started screaming, you support Trump, you support Trump. And then reportedly multiple people got involved attacking him when Savage fought back. Because, see, Savage doesn't have a right to go in the restaurant and eat dinner. I've had him come over to me. One guy slapped me on the back of the head thinking he was going to set me up in a fight. And I said, oh, you're really tough. Had people knock my drink over. Go, boo, boo, boo. He's sent it on video when I'm in D.C. Boo, boo, boo. You know, fascist. Oh, you know the word fascist? Boo. Like booing at me. Oh, my God, I'm going to give up. You booed at me. Oh, my gosh, you booed. I mean, Google just took our advertising away. That's $3.3 million last year in money we brought in. It's going to be about $5 million this year. I mean, if they blew up $5 million in money we were going to bring in, and that's a king's ransom. I don't even care. Good. That's everybody segueing away from Google advertising now. And I already learned the censorship was happening. People are exiting the systems that are even better. They will destroy themselves by censoring us. But we're going to be there every step of the way using their platforms to reach the people with the truth. We're going to use their systems to reach out to the zombies and unlock their minds to the big war that's happening. This history's happening. Globalism is a complete and utter wicked anti-human monopoly system. And if folks knew the facts, there's no way anybody would be on the side of the globalist. But they've got dumbed down people, folks. After Saturday Night Live came out Saturday and said that I was deeply, you know, racist and all this crap, I saw it all over the web suddenly. Why doesn't Alex Jones like black people? Why doesn't he think Denzel Washington's as good as him? What? But see, delusionoids think if Alec Baldwin says Alex Jones said that, it must be true. Or if the Homeland character, who they admit supposedly me, says the stuff I say and then adds lies to it, it must be true. This is the total reprobate, bottomless, corrupt evil of these people, and they're preying on the dumbest zombies out there. Can you imagine being so disconnected from reality? You go, I like to kidnap the first lady and put her into sex slavery and make her work for me. And then Viacom force feeds that to young people, and young women and liberals think radical Islam and gangster rap enslaving women. So they're, you know, been 10 men a day in the dirty mattress and putting cigarettes out on them and finally shooting them in the back of the head and throwing them in a river. You know, that's how you pimp so good. Oh, it's so manly to swagger around and have no responsibility and just use dumb down stupid women and other people as you act tough. And then you see 4,000 people shot in Chicago last year, almost all of them black, over 2,000 deaths. You don't say a word about that because you pimp so good for Sumner Redstone. How you pimp so good, Bow Wow. Bow Wow gets the war Bow Wow wants. And over there in Cryptville, it'd be a lot worse if the blood's coming after you. About a million times worse, but I get it. You're a tough guy. You act like a man, a little boy's world, and you think kidnapping people's wives and putting them into sex slavery is cool. Well, let's just say I bet you're going to have some bad luck someday when you're not expecting, and I think the good Lord is going to visit some justice on Bow Wow. I think Bow Wow... What's that name they got for zombies? They got a show. It's called The Walking Dead. Anyway, let me get back to the news here. Oh, look, the House Intel Committee admits that, oh, they were. The government was spying on Trump. Oh, but they call it picked up on surveillance now. Oh, Trump was a liar again. No, completely right again. And the same committee again says, yeah, we've seen all the intelligence, not even phone calls to the Russians till they're president-elect. What you're supposed to do. So let's go to Rand Paul's response to John McCain, saying that he actually now works for Putin. You work for, everybody's a Russian agent now. Man, thank God that Russian agent worked with Trump to get the coal power turned back on. The coal miners got their jobs back in Kentucky. Thank you, Russia. By the way, you know who's going to get hurt the most by the coal deal here in the United States? Do you know who's going to get hurt the worst by the coal deal here in the United States? The Russians. The main export they have is natural gas. Europe doesn't have coal like we do anymore. We have it, ship it to them. They've got the systems. It will drive down gas prices. Oh, by the way, gas prices are the are the lowest they've been in 20 years, basically, right now. And they're still going down to less than $2 per British cubic foot or whatever they call it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Trump just did something that will decimate the Russians in their financing. Oh, my. Oh, why did a Russian agent do that? McCain, you're the enemy of this country. You're the whore that sold us out to 100 different institutions and groups, and you're the one that'll pay, you little coward. And you know it, and you feel it. You thought you had this country for decades, just running wild, do whatever you want. It won't go on forever, and you can see the end of it now with populism and nationalism rising everywhere, and you'll never put the genie back in the bottle, McCain, because now you've been identified, and your types have. Now, I wonder how they'd ever have to have a private global corporate government and then deny it existed. See, we force it out in the open. Here's your Senator McCain's response. No, here is the response to Senator McCain from Rand Paul.
Well, you know, I think he makes a really, really strong case, you know, for term limits. I think maybe he's past his prime. I think maybe he's gotten a little bit unhinged. I do think that when we talk about NATO, there can be a rational discussion about the pros and cons of expanding it. We currently have combat troops in about six nations. We have troops actively just stationed in probably a couple dozen others. We have a $20 trillion debt. And one of my favorite articles of the last couple years was one that talked about the angry McCains. And if we put active troops and got involved in combat where McCain wants us to be, they put a little angry McCain on the globe, on the map, and it's virtually everywhere. So his foreign policy is something that would greatly endanger the United States, greatly overextend us, and there has to be the thought whether or not it's in our national interest to pledge to get involved with war if Montenegro has an altercation with anyone.
That's right. There's some YouTube glitch when you download these videos now, and it's happening to other people, not just us. There's a second pause. We're not editing these videos. These are unedited. They just have these glitches now. We're trying to find a workaround, but we've looked on the message boards and other places. If somebody knows, please let us know at showtips@infowars.com. But getting back to this, yeah, we have to have a debate. We have to have armed service committee discussions. We have to talk to the ambassadors. We can't just have McCain pass a bill for a treaty to bring Ukraine, that's in a civil war that John McCain literally quarterbacked with Hillary and Obama and George Soros, all bragging about it on CNN. We have clips of them all bragging. They go start a horrible war. They should be getting arrested. And then people that aren't insane, like President Trump, Senator Paul, go, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're not. Russia has said that if they stabilize the country, they'll even pull out of the small area they're in Ukraine that's right on the Russian border. Most of the countries aren't even overrun by the globalists, and they have all sorts of weapons and paramilitary troops and EU forces. NATO forces have been fighting Russians for years there. There's already a ground war going on. And you look at the map, 80% of the country is being run by the West, and the Russians have put up perimeters along rivers and strategic points right there and are holding them at that point. And McCain just wants to roll in and have a war with Russia. And they've got these generals that go on Fox News, you can Google it, and say, the answer in Ukraine is attack the Russians, even in Russia, and a bunch of body bags. Just like Operation Barbarossa in 1942, right? I mean, it's the same craziness. Why? What is Russia even doing? It's because the globalists don't want any other power structure they don't control. And they made deals with China, and they moved our jobs to China, and they're making money off China. China they've at least are partially in bed with. But meanwhile, China's double-crossing them, announcing deployment of Marines all over the world and submarines all over and cruise missiles to attack the U.S. and, you know, is breaking all their agreements. So this stuff's really degenerating very, very quickly. All right, I've got a bunch of news I want to get to here. Federal judge blocks Trump's travel ban. Violent threats against the president are okay now. That's the Hill tying into Bow Wow and all the rest of it. Natural gas prices are about to plunge below $2. Mutiny at VA hospital. I'm going to go into details on that. Soros fueling unrest in Macedonia now. Try to bring the Muslims in there. They already got Albania and Kosovo. Now they want that. Just, this guy is literally allied with the radical Muslims. I mean, he's just... He's just horrible. You can't make this up. Like a James Bond villain. Turkey claims they run Europe now. They're threatening, quote, official Erdogan and his top minister claim holy wars will soon begin in Europe. They say they have the sleeper cells to now blow up and burn up Europe, and that Europe is weak. They're going to take it down. And, of course, the socialists brought them in, and now Turkey's declaring it's going to conquer Europe. I mean, you cannot make this up. This is out of their mouths now. Just crazed people on power trips like McCain and Erdogan, who've been in power so long, they're like, we're invincible. We'll do everything. We'll just take over. And Erdogan says, they've already had to pull U.S. nuclear weapons out of, in the last year, Obama was forced to do it, out of bases there because Erdogan was talking about seizing them. Oh, that's a great idea. Start a war with the United States, Erdogan, and seize the nuclear weapons, you lunatic. Oh, I forgot. I must be a Russian agent. Oh, a Putin agent, because I don't want to have war either. These people are crazy. They're completely out of control. This is the exact climate you see before world wars. And all the mainline analysts are saying that. But McCain doesn't care. Soros doesn't care. Hillary doesn't care because they're all demonic, twisted, filthy piles of trash. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1165.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. Yeah, I ain't got no friends because they read the paper. All the idiots make it seem to me. I said 30 years ago where the newspaper lied about you and destroy them. Folks know they're a bunch of liars. Going the dumbest people imaginable. Both by Alvin Baldwin's lies and all the rest of it against myself and President Trump. And that's the good news. We've got the initiative. And that's why they're panicking, because they know their end is near politically. We hadn't had to fire a shot. The last refuge of tyrants is war, when they're hanging on by their fingernails. I got no friends. I got too many friends because they read the papers and they want to be seen with me. And again, I'm not saying that in a braggadocious way. The point is, they want to intimidate you. They want to make you feel like you can't be politically involved. They want to stifle you because they know we're at the tipping point and we're winning. They're bullies. They're using peer pressure. This is such a critical time. We have the thinkers. They have the stinkers. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up and get into all the news I'm about to mention. Some of it I hit, some of it I haven't dug into yet, but here's the bottom line. There is an open mutiny in every major federal agency against President Trump. There is an open mutiny in the news. There's open calls everywhere to kill him. They are organizing racketeer operations, and I mean that in the very sense of the word, to launch a civil war in this country. Obama, the last month in, admitted that he was mobilizing and packing agencies with people that didn't even have been there before as sleeper cells to just ignore what Trump says. So he gets in his first tier, his second tier, that all the rest leak, they lie, they ignore. The VA won't hang up his signs. Congressman comes in, hangs it up, they take it down, and they brag. We're not doing it. McDonald's comes out and says, you know, Trump's scum, he's trash. They go, oh, it's an accident. Guess who one of their head PR people is? The head. It's Gibbs, Robert Gibbs. We got an article coming out where I say it's probably him. He's a known liar. He said he lies about the drone program, lies about everything else. He's at McDonald's. You don't think McDonald's really hacked out that thing attacking Trump? Hack attack. McDonald's blames compromised Twitter account after firing off insulting tweet at Donald Trump, calling him a disgusting excuse of a president with tiny hands. That's Gibbs, in my opinion. I think he's the prime suspect, I'll tell you that. No one else has pointed this out that I know of. We've got Kit Daniels about to put his article up on InfoWars.com right now. Oh, here it is. I guess he put it on my desk during the break. Was Obama insider Robert Gibbs behind McDonald's anti-Trump tweet? Gibbs, now McDonald's chief communications officer. Oh, he certainly then allowed it to happen. It's Gibbs. It's Gibbs. It's Gibbs. And that's how you treat the president eating McDonald's on TV, trying to look provincial. Truth is, Trump actually likes it. That's kind of a fetish with some rich guys to eat the best food. I've seen it before, and I like junk food. It's weird. People in Hollywood do it, too. You wouldn't catch me near a McDonald's hamburger. I get sick if I eat it. Anyways, I'm not even Mr. Healthy. I mean, I'll eat big old juicy cheeseburgers all day. That ain't it. By the way, I haven't plugged once this hour. We need your support. We're in a total war. I mean, we are in a total war. We have the initiative. We're starting to win, but we need your prayers. We need your financial support. We've got products 30% off on Super Male Vitality through this week. Concentrated, organic, cold-pressed herbs that the energy, the stamina, the libido. I'm no beach boy. I look a hell of a lot better than I did 5-6 years ago. It's been Super Male and X2 together that have done it. 30% off InfoWarsLife.com and free shipping. I guess that's the new special, but just on that product. And read the 5-star reviews there at InfoWarsLife.com. We're almost sold out at the Micro ZX Fungus and Anti-Yeast Cleanser. We have the great Biome Defense that goes like a horse and carriage with that. And we have the Trump Pence 2020 shirts. America First is 1776, InfoWars.com. Out of the gates, half off, $9.95 to help spread the word. And they're about to sell out. They'll sell out today of the president total victory, 1776, Donald J. Trump, limited edition, lowers from Tennessee Arms, exclusive piece of art as well at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a war. We're starting to win. Everybody, though, has to keep pulling and fighting. And it's fun to do, anyways. We're not going to let them win. Get ready. Second hour is going to be power packed. Yeah!
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one not